It is Monday, June 19th, 2017. This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. With me on the phone from his office in Fort Smith is Michael Tilley with Talk Business and Politics. Michael, when we talked Friday, we had a list of what we thought we were going to talk about, and then that just got shifted like crazy because of breaking news. We did want to talk at that time, back on Friday, about the U.S. Marshals Museum design changes that are shaving some money off construction costs. So let's talk about that today. What do you say?
Yes. Yeah. And some money. that's an interesting way to put $17 million, but they have reduced, and this is just the construction cost, but reduced it by a little bit more than 50%. It was around $36.5 million. They've cut that down to $17 million. What they made are some design and construction modifications, what they call it. They say they're not reducing the footprint of the 50,000 square foot what's to be a national museum. And I do want to make that point. This is a national museum for the Marshal Service. It's not just a Fort Smith or regional museum. So you know, we'll see. They say the exhibits aren't changing. They're not one of the things, for example, they're doing, they don't have to do as much dirt work. They're reducing the length and the height of some of the spires on for the roof. I have heard from some folks who are concerned that, you know, $17 million, that's a hefty cut, that they hope it doesn't just become kind of a, you know, a glorified warehouse looking thing, metal structure. But I don't think it will be. I know a lot of members of that board, folks that are pushing this, they wouldn't. I'd be very surprised if they allowed it to come out of the ground and look cheap.
When this museum is open, and the scheduled date is still September 2019, will be the sense that the vast majority of us who've never really seen detailed plans won't know what we're not seeing.
Well, yeah, that's true. If you don't know what was planned, you're not going to miss it. So, to that point, let's hope, you know, that first impression we get is good. And look, this has been in the works. This was announced in 2007, in early 2007. And, you know, at that time, folks were thinking it would be up and the money would be raised. And the overall budget is still around $55 million or $58 million. You know, that includes money for operating costs. They say they have about $34 million in cash and pledges and in-kind donations. So they got about $25 million to raise. You know, at the time, everyone kind of thought it'd be 3 to 5 years to get the money raised and get it built. And so we're a lot of people, including myself, are looking forward to this 2019 date to see it finally become open. I'm optimistic that it will be a good tourism draw for the region. I don't share some of the numbers that some of the museum supporters push. I think they've got some high end on those numbers, but I do think it will be a positive draw for not only the Fort Smith area, but for the state of Arkansas.
Well, given that it's been 10 years almost since the awarding, and it's been nearly 10 years since that sort of groundbreaking event in Fort Smith, there were some, I don't know if you'd say doubts, but there was some lingering skepticism. Will this 2019 opening date happen? And surely cutting 51 or 52% of construction costs alleviates some of that skepticism. Like, well, it's much more likely to happen than it wasn't.
Yeah, it does. And to be fair, let me back up a little bit. You know, this thing was announced in 2007. Well, what happened about 12 months after that?
Not even 12, you know, yeah.
You know, that took 3 or 4 years, maybe 5 years for you know, folks who donate money and corporations and those kind of things to get some confidence back. So, I'm not being critical of the museum folks. It's just been a struggle to raise that kind of money.
All right. Well, we'll talk again Friday. Michael Tilley is with Talk Business and Politics. You can read about this and many other stories 24/7 at talkbusiness.net. Michael, as always, thank you for your time.
You are welcome, sir.